I think it's disgraceful that my union had to run a campaign for 6 months to keep the Rosebery Hospital open, considering the enormous amount of money that's being generated out of mines on the west coast of that state, yet we couldn't even get the appropriate level of investment back into those communities to keep a relatively small hospital operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with my members, if they were in a serious accident, having to face the prospect of a three-hour trip to Hobart to seek emergency medical care.
Paul Howes there from the Australian Workers' Union on the mining super tax at the National Press Club debate in Canberra today. Bernard Keane is Crikey's political correspondent in Canberra. He was at the debate and I caught up with him shortly after to find out who he thought won.
Paul Howes was a fairly convincing winner, but he didn't exactly score any knockout blows. He was partly assisted by the fact that Clive Palmer has made a number of very overstated claims about the RSPT and about the government and has a long history, obviously, of being associated with the conservative side of politics. So there was plenty there for Paul Howes to actually play with. The longer-term, more interesting aspect of all this, of course, is that Paul Howes has actually made a better and more succinct presentation on the benefits of the tax than perhaps we've actually heard from members of the government so far.
So what do you think came out of this debate?
Well, not a great deal of light was really generated. It was, and frankly, not that much heat. It wasn't particularly aggressive. I think Clive Palmer is slightly hamstrung by the fact that it's quite clear that the mining industry does not regard Palmer as speaking for it and certainly not a particularly helpful presenter and prosecutor of its case, partly because he's been even more over the top than a lot of industry people are, but also because he's obviously got very close Liberal Party and National Party links. We really didn't hear much new from either side in this. I did put a question to Palmer about why mining stocks, Australian mining stocks, had outperformed other stocks over the last month since the announcement of the RSPT, and why they'd substantially outperformed foreign mining companies, for that matter, on overseas stock exchange, to which he responded that reflected the fact that the market did not ever think the RSPT was actually going to be implemented. And then actually specified that investment bank Credit Suisse was specifically claiming that in its advice to investors. So that's an interesting claim that we'll pursue. But probably the one thing new that came out of all this was Clive Palmer also claimed, and this is fairly consistent with these fairly over-the-top statements, that the government was actually attacking the Constitution in pursuing the RSPT. I also asked him to explain just how the government was attacking the Constitution on this issue, and I'm actually no clearer after having heard his answer than I was before about how it's actually doing that. But as I said, that's fairly typical of Palmer's fairly broad brush and big talking style.
So do you think there's a bit of misinformation out there for the Australian public?
I think there are vast swathes of misinformation out there. I think there is, in fact, pretty much everything that the mining industry is saying about this tax is wrong. In fact, pretty much, there's a fair amount of blatant lying going on about the impact of the tax. We're hearing that this is really an apocalyptic tax that's going to destroy the entire industry. That's manifestly not true. The same claims were, of course, have been made on a number of occasions. This is one of the points that Paul Howes made. It's a point that Wayne Swan was making in Parliament earlier this week that these are exactly the sort of claims that have been made by the industry in response to the PRRT, that's the Petroleum Resource Rent Tax that the Hawke government brought in. They made it about compulsory superannuation, they made it about Mabo, they made the claim about this government's removal of work choices. It's fairly clear that any sort of balanced analysis that there is substantial capacity for this industry to pay more tax, and a profit-based tax rather than a royalty-based tax is a lot more economically efficient.